My fiance and I were moving to a new town where he was hired as a new cop, and we were going to look at a rental house. And while we're waiting for the landlord to show up, here comes this guy, completely, like, really, really hairy legs, but wearing a dress and a really bad wig, 5 o'clock shadow. And he goes, "Hi, can I help you guys?" I was like, "We're going to look at this house." He goes, "Oh, he's a great landlord." And he had this little shack next door. You wouldn't think anybody's living in it. All, like, cardboard boxes over all the windows. He goes, "Can I give you guys some tea or something while you're waiting?" I'm like, sure. Just to get him away from us. He comes back with these obviously very dirty solo cups like you get at a keg party or whatever. You know, with the, and it's like barely colored water, but they were gross. They were dirty as hell. And he goes, "So what are you guys going to do here in town?" And my husband said that he was going to be a cop. And he's like, "Oh, the cops don't like me too much." And he kind of left us alone. Well, find out he's like the local dumpster diver. He was getting in trouble for digging in dumpsters and the lot lizard out at the truck place. He would walk out there to meet up with all the truckers. And this is a town of like 1,200 people.
Yeah.
Total freak.
And that's where you got the dress and the wig, I guess, right?
I guess. I don't know. But it was pretty big. You know, if he was going to do that, at least he could have been to shave his face or his legs and not wear dirty ass tennis shoes with it.
Yeah. Did you have to see him on a regular basis then after that?
Well, we didn't move in next door because I was like, My husband was going to be working nights. No. But, yeah, we did catch him digging in our dumpster one night when my husband was driving through the alleyway, so.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for calling. That's a good story.
Thanks. Bye.
Hey, do you have a My Neighbor's a Freak story for us?
I sure do.
Okay.
I have these neighbors. They were just crazy. First off, they used everything of mine. They, like, with the cable, so, like, every time I was watching TV, and if I turned my channel, it would turn their channel. And they had some nerve one day to come over and ask me to come back and turn my channel back. I'm like, no, I'm serious. And then their electricity got cut off. And I went outside on my back porch one day because we have an outlet back there. And they were running an extension cord from my outlet into their house so they can use electricity.
Wow.
Yes, they were like the most craziest. I mean, I felt sorry for them. So I didn't really ever say anything. But it just killed me the day they came over and told me, "Hey, can you turn that back if we were watching that?"
What was it that they were watching?
I don't remember. It's been a couple of years. But
Jerry
also,
Springer.
Right now, we have this neighbor that walks around his window. He stands in front of his window naked.
Uh-oh.
Every time we go outside, you know what I'm saying? He's standing out there naked.
Just
and
in
it's
full
just
view,
funny.
Huh?
So people are amazing. They just truly amaze me. I just wanted to share that with you.
Thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
Bye.